السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله العظيم. First, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua we made throughout Rajab and Shaban. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. We thank Allah for that. But just one point that I want to share with you, one comment. The actual hadith says, whenever Rajab entered, Allah Nabi will make this dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. But for some reason, we, the Imams especially, what did we do? When Rajab was gone, we continue with the dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. While that is against Sunnah, while that is against Sunnah, because Sunnah is Rajab and Shaban. What we did, Gora? When Rajab went away, we said only Shaban and take us to Ramadan. While that may be against Sunnah, it's still permissible. We take the cue from the same statement. What is Allah Nabi's dua? Oh Allah, give us barakat in Rajab and in Shaban. So when Rajab is gone, so now we continue. And we use the Shaban and we thank Allah, ki Allah blessed us and allow us to come here. In fact, in this course of the week before Ramadan started, we heard of so many janazas, am I correct? Some even on the very first day, some on the last day, some in the last night. What does that tell us? It was not destined for them to enjoy this particular Ramadan. So therefore we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another important point we have to learn and apply it as well, and many of us forget as well: any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to always express our gratitude. Very simple: Alhamdulillah and oh Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakash shukr. That's the least we can do with words. Allah, we thank you for this great ni'mat and blessing. And the same Allah says, La in shakartum la azi dannakum. Those who appreciate those who express thanks and gratitude, I will increase my bounties upon them. That's one point. Tick. I just come to mind now something else as well. You see, just now we had some barat. And we heard the famous bayan year in a year out, same story. But of course we changed the flavor. I mean, our wives at home that use mutton salaji as the base. Am I correct? Mutton is the base. And the same wives and mothers of ours, they take that goat and then give it to us in different ways. Am I right? So exactly in the same manner, Shabe Barat will come and go. Ramadan will come and go. Shabe Qadr will come and go. And the ulama will now wonder, must I rewind and replay? I might as well go in the archives there, Salim Wade library, and pull out my last year's bayan, and I sit down there as the congregation and play the bayan. But now we want to hear something new. But you'll hear the same basic structure with some changes here and there and the flavor. So in Shab-e Barat, what did we learn? Lot of things. And I think the most important ni'mat of Shab-e Barat was what? Who remembers? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's our problem, Gora? That is our problem. I don't know. Like, you know, someone says, sun sun kar sun ho gaye. Alright, look, I'm not insulting. Just raising a question. That is my style. You don't like me, tell me, I'll go here from here. Not a problem. What are we sitting here for? Why do we sit in any bayan? Just to pass the time? Just to hear something nice and gone? Moana can't get top bayan. Is that the end of it? Is that the reason? No, we're sitting here to increase some ilm and knowledge. One, to remind us of things that we forgotten. It doesn't end there. Two things have to take place after that. If I'm making amal on what I heard, I thank Allah for that. And Allah continue to give me the tawfiq until I die, I must do that. Secondly, what I heard, I must now convey that. Basic, two things. There is more, but basically, I must make amal, thank Allah. If I make it, thank Allah. If I'm not, Allah give me tawfiq. That comes together, amal part. Then the other part is for me to convey what I heard. Because that is the only way for us to pass on and transmit the message of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, we are in this modern era. If you notice, Doc, my good friend Muhammad, I got my Samsung here this side. Another one tablet here. Not the one but doctor gives you, no? Then I got my famous voice recorder. And I know Salim Wade is doing backup recording for me. If something goes wrong with mine, I'll have to go to the Noor archives and pull that thing out. Tick. What am I telling you? That today we are relying on this technology to help us preserve ilm and knowledge. Go back that time. Go back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was their situation? No writing pad. This is what beyond imagination. Leave the writing pad and what have you, my friends. Let me tell you something now. You know what Quran tells you about those people? If you open Surah Jummah, we hear many times in our salah. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم. What Allah is telling us. He, Allah, is the one. I'm looking at the second ayat, right? He is the one that sent among the Ummiyin a Rasul that came from them. We all, as we grew up, we heard the term Ummi. And we learned our Nabi was Ummi. And Quran also uses the term Ummi. Alladhina yattabi'una rasulan nabiyyal ummi. So, as an individual, Nabi is called Ummi in the Quran, one of his attributes or description. And the other side, Allah is saying, he is the one that sent among the Ummiyin a Rasul that came from them. So Rasul is Ummi, and the nation Ummi. What Ummi now? We all learned, one who cannot read and write. So Allah is telling us, as a nation, the whole lot, we're talking Arab nation, the entire nation could not read and write. How's that one? Plus, we needed someone, some exceptions, to be able to read and write, because there was some need for that. In Surah Baqarah, when Allah talks about Layth in Madina Munawwara, that when you enter into any kind of loan transaction, then put that agreement into writing. And Allah says, Salim, فَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْكَنْ. Allah says, have that agreement recorded by one who can write. You understand me? So it was necessary, some had to. Now the other question is, how many people in the Arab community as a whole were able to read and write? Anyone knows? Rashid? No, I told you all some time ago, you all forgot. 1717. Ali, one of them. Usman, one of them. Umar, one of them. Abu Bakr, one of them. And a few more. The rest of them can't read and write. Who kept them like that? Who dictated that this nation must be like this? They can't read and write. I want you to think a little bit. What was the first thing? What Allah says? He. So He deprived them of that. But in that deprivation, there was wisdom. Gora? What was the wisdom? Plenty, but one of them. When they could not rely on pen and paper, so to speak, then what did they have to do? Listen and retain here. And what was the reason for that? So that they preserve the word of Allah, They preserved the words of Rasulullah. And you know what was a beauty, people? Listen to it once. Not 10 times. We listen 10 times, we'll forget. I know, I'm one of the victims. Listen to it once. It can be a couple of pages. And how a recorder is capturing the words, the mind, the memory bank will capture and retain and remains there forever. Can you understand that? The main reason he had decreed that, because these are the people that are going to convey to the next generation. And also among themselves, whatever they heard of Qala Allah and Qala Rasul. Do you understand that? I don't know who was here last Friday. I'm not talking yesterday, I'm talking the other Friday. Maybe this Friday. I know generally all Imams who are familiar with the Salman Farsi Hadith, the last Friday in Shaban, they must discuss that. And if it was like yesterday, you know, it was second Rosa yesterday, and that other Thursday was too far away, then maybe they discussed yesterday. And what is the opening line of that particular hadith? An Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmin min Shaban. Faqal ya ayyuhan nas qad azallakum shahrun azim wa shahrun mubarak وشار فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر جعل الله قيامه فريضة جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوع. It goes on. It's a Friday. It is second Shaban in Hijra in Medina. It is now the last day of Shaban. It was also incidentally a Friday. Allah's messenger is on the mimbar delivering the Jummah khutbah. Of course, all the people are there listening. But one who conveyed word for word, and that next one passed on, and passed on until the compiler of the hadith, they collected that and finally put that in their compilation. There were quite a few people in the masjid at that particular time. But the one who transmitted and it passed on, until it was reduced to writing by some muhaddis. Muhaddis means hadith scholar. And then now from that writing it came to us. One of them was Salman Farsi. Allah Nabi gave the khutbah once, only one. And the man heard it once. Allah is the one that preserved it in his memory. Could Salman Farsi read and write? I got no idea. And who Salman Farsi? Farsi is giving you straight away a clue. He's not an Arab. He's a non-Arab. Origin Persian. We don't want to go that direction. But we know of Salman Farsi, the famous Persian man who was sold into slavery. His family were fire worshippers. And after going through various, you know, difficulties, Allah Ta'ala made it such that he ends up in Medina, Munawwara, even there is a sleep. Long story, and finally he became Musliman, and Allah Nabi organized his freedom, and he became Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this man is preserving it, passing it on. Then there are so many others, the same story. You know, there is a famous a book which is now English as well. Doc, get it if you got it. Futuhu Sham. Got it? I read that only once. And that too, I read that in 2009 in Hajj. As you can see, I like my history. So in my Hajj Bayan there with the Irshad Mandra and his group, normal Masail, you must bring some history because it gives some flavor. Helps you understand what's it all about. So there was an alim there in the group, and he is the nephew of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib's wife's my wife's nephew, Maulana Ashraf Ali Jinnah, from Harding. So he was in my group, Gora. So just before Hajj, that last week, you know, Zil Hijjah started, and there Madinah Amgin Bayan, in Makkah Amgin Bayan, finally Azizya Amgin Bayan. So he was impressed with the fact that A.R. Khan loves the history. So he had in his possession Futuhus Sham. He said, Maulana, for me, present for you. What's that Futuhus Sham? I heard of the kitab. In the heart there was a desire, I wish I can get that kitab and see why Allah gives it to me. I started reading that book. And before the Hajj, you know, the actual 8th Zilhijjah came, I read the entire book. There were lots of things that impressed me in that kitab. And one is relevant to the topic now. There were so many Sahaba and non-Sahaba who are going in jihad fi sabilillah. And the Sahaba, the Arabs, they love their poetry. Therefore, Quran came also in many poetical form. But the poetry of the human and the poetry of Allah is something else. And they used to say, Muhammad, you are a poet. Is it poetry? No. When they listen carefully, no, this is not human composition. Therefore, Allah said in Quran, if you got doubts regarding what we reveal to our servant, then bring one, not two, one. And you know what is one surah? Khamsa? Smallest surah, which one? Inna Atena. Three sentences, but two lines, am I correct? Allah challenges them, bring one like that one. Leave Bakara one side. And you know what? Hey, you Arabs. No, don't do it individually. All of you Arabs combine together, use your intellect as a combined and produce something like the Quran, you all can't do it. And that is the thing that really defeated the mentality in the sense they became helpless. No. This is not human, this is divine. Because generally the national system is what one can do, other can equal or better. But can anyone compare with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. So in there, what I'm saying is, when they're going jihad fi sabilillah, then you find some who were of poetical talent they had, they start suddenly on the turn like that, off the cuff, start reciting poetry. And you'll find, doc, must check there again, the poetry is couple of pages. Few pages, and recited only once. But those who are within hearing range, they absorb, they capture every word. And when they go back home, you know, they give karguzari. And they will rewind and replay what they heard only once. So Allah is the one that deprived them of this ability to read and write, so that they don't rely on material. Take the blind man. Aren't his senses far above everybody else? So one who cannot read and write, now he's got to rely on that. When you start focusing, is the natural condition where your memory now begins to get stronger and stronger. This is the khubi. Why am I telling you all of that? I said, we relying on this. The last khutbah, we got no idea who spoke, what they spoke about. The object is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed ke whatever my Quran that I revealed to my Muhammad, he will convey to his people, they will have to pass it on. And not only that, every word that he utters. Because you and I know, Quran and Qala Rasulullah goes hand in hand. Yes or no? Acha, that's one point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the verse I read, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is that month in which Allah, what? Help me please. Revealed. Okay, give you a better word. Allah sent it down. We use the word reveal, but the actual word Allah is, Allah sent it down. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Qur'an was sent down. What is Qur'an telling us there? Allah sent Qur'an down. Not one ayat. Allah sent Qur'an down when? In the month of Ramadan. Which part of Ramadan? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Now we know that. But do we know the date? Yes, we speculate, we hope 27th. But we got no fixed point. It is that particular night. But Ramadan guaranteed? Laylatul Qadr guaranteed the entire Quran came down. Where did it come down from and where did it come to? You go back into history, it's not in Quran now, go back into Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He tells us that long before Allah created the universe, Allah dictated the entire Quran. That's one point. Allah said, Jibreel, now take this and keep it in lower mahfuz. We did in sometime in Maghrib Salah. What's the last words? Innahu. No. In Surah Buruj, the last verses. Fi lawhin mahfuz. Just before the word Quran used there, right? So Allah is telling us, Allah then ordered the placing of that copy in lower mahfuz. Then sometime after, we got no idea when. Allah said, Jibreel, now take that Quran from lower mahfuz and bring it down. First heaven, there is a building there, it's called Baytul Izzah. Now take the Quran and place it there. Now that is what is meant by Inna Anzalnahu. We send the Quran down in the night of Qadr. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was sent down. So the Quran as a complete unit came down at that time. First heaven, building is called Baytul Izzah. Then when the time came for Quran now to be sent down further now into the surface of the earth, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? First he brought about the birth of Muhammad. Takes him to the age of 40. Close to 40, he's inclined towards solitude. You know, because he wants to link up with him. He looks around, what does he see? I can see turmoil. I can see trauma. I can see chaos. I can see evil. The biggest evil, they abandon the creator and the worshipping creation. And the whole community, the whole society is in the grut, so to speak, or a rut. So now he wants to find solution to reform the society, and the only way that can be done if I can make my connection with him. And Allah brought about the situation where he's inclined towards seclusion, and we all know it. Where does he end up? Outside Makkah. Famous mountain called Jabalun Nur, we know that. And that is where, why it is there. It says, Bibi Aisha is telling us, for roughly 6 months before first wahi came down, he was inclined towards seclusion, he'll go and spend time in the cave, he'll come back several days, sometime couple of weeks. Bibi Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha will make for him one podcast, which he takes and goes up, and you know, being a wife, and a devoted wife, doc, she knows how much she gained. Learn something from me. She knows how much she gained. How long it will last. And the beauty is this. When the food is now khalas, he leaves. She knows the food is khalas. She prepares the next quota. He's coming down and she's leaving Makkah. Halfway, you know, what is interesting, go with a good scholar, Hajj and Umrah or whatever, and visit the sites. And you'll be amazed at how certain sites have been preserved. So between Makkah and the cave, there is a masjid. Built, it's a site now, marking the spot. This is where Khadija and the Nabi used to meet. She'll bring him the second quota. He's coming down to collect the quota. He hasn't seen her for days. She hasn't seen him for days. So they'll sit, they'll talk. Forgive me, they'll hold hands, see, and exchange information, what have you, and he's gone back. And this continued for a total of 6 months until it was in the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commences the sending down of Quran. Not the entire book. Amanullah. Not the entire book, but what? Come on. You all know it. Salah ji. 5 verses. Which surah, bhai? Iqra. What's the name of the surah? Alaq. Right? We all know that. Go in Quran. Quran is telling us, Allah gave the entire Torah, complete, to Musa alayhi salam. In Quran again, if you're wondering why I got the Quran, man, Rashid, I don't need it, honestly. But I got it for barakat, to remind me, to refer to it, and to impress upon you some of the things contained here. Open Quran, Alif Lam Mim. In Madrasa days, class 1, when Rashid was there, standard 1 and standard 2, I know he bartered the whole half para. Because that thing was rewind and replay and rewind, and you know those pages to get khalas. So in that half para, there is a verse that comes there, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the Jews who Musa alayhi salam took out from Egypt, Pharaoh is now round on the other side, he's taking them to Jerusalem, Aqsa, and they are telling him, Ya Musa, you've gone old now. Those are not the exact words in the Quran, I'm just giving you the summarized version. Why don't you ask Allah? Because right now you here, we here, Allah give us law is coming through you, but tomorrow when you're gone, ask Allah to give us what? A book that will contain his laws. Musa alayhi salam makes dua on their request. Allah said, you got it. One condition. Fast forward. Come and spend some time in the mountain. And at the end of your stay, I'll give it to you. So Allah gave him, the point is, Allah gave him the entire Torah as a single unit, take it and go. Similarly, Allah gave the entire Zabur to Dawud alayhi salam. وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُدَ زَبُورًا. Whole unit one time. When it came to Injil and Isa, Allah gave the entire Injil to Isa as a unit. But Allah, out of His wisdom and mercy, didn't give the entire Quran on that occasion in the cave, one time to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah gives him what we know, Surah Alaq, the first 5 ayats. Why Allah did not give him Quran one time? There's a small difference here, I just thought of it now. Musa alayhi salam had with him 600,000 followers. Don't forget this figure. 600,000, that is the amount he evacuated from Egypt and brought them this side. All are believers. They all were born believers. Musa alayhi salam came and revived their belief in Allah and so on and so on. Now they're on the other side. On this side here, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is there in the cave. I told you earlier, what is he doing there? He's gone there to search for solution, to address the problems of my society. And the only one that can provide Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, he does make that connection. It is the month of Ramadan. Some report, Sheikh Zakaria, I got the 17th of Ramadan, one of the dates. 17th of Ramadan, when Allah sent the 5. Why only 5? Look around, is there any follower? Is there any believer? Not one. He's got to start with them from scratch. And also, what is their condition right now? What is the state of the iman? There is no iman. What is their condition? Yes, the Kaaba is in front of them. Yes, they make tawaf of the Kaaba every day, or almost every day. Yes, they're putting ihram and making labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and they make umrah. Yes. And when Hajj season comes, dog, the same people, they put on ihram and they say labbaik, and they're going for the whole 5-day Hajj program. This is the only connection there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides the Baytullah and the connected activities, Allah don't exist. Ajeeb, eh? Then where do they direct their devotion and adoration and worship to? Towards those images that they themselves, what? Carved out of either stone or timber, whatever it is. Something that they created, they call that the creator. Ajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to now bring these people on online. They've gone off completely. And I love this bit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Iqra Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Let me find the page so it makes my life easy. Alright. This is the very first Quranic ayat that is given to him via Jibreel. We won't go the actual cave story. But look at what Allah is telling him. Iqra. We all know Iqra. What Iqra lady? Read. What must he read? If I say, boy, start reading, what are you going to read? Right? Yes. Shake the shoulders. I don't know what to read. Because I'm using the English word. But if I say Iqra, then it's got something else. But to help you understand what I want you to read, the next two words give you a clue. Start reading, commence reading, read repeatedly, what? But before you do that, take the name of your Rabb. Before you start reading whatever, take the name of your Rabb. And what kind of Rabb is he? Alladhi khalaq, who has created creation. Now I love this line very much. Something that is really makes, should make an impression on your heart and mind. Here are a people that abandon Allah. Barabar. Here are a people that are worshipping images that they created out of their own hands. And on that note, we must thank Allah. Had Allah dictated, we could have been somebody else. But in His wisdom and mercy, we have to thank Allah, and we can't thank Him enough. Ki Allah blessed us with iman. Allah blessed us with being ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a great ni'mat indeed. Hakim Akhtar Sahab, doc, maybe you'll remember, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in his majlis one time, he says, you know, have you ever thought about it? Ki after eating and after a meal, we got one sunnah dua to make. What's it? Can't hear you guys. Alhamdulillah ahyana ba'da ma ba'da. That one. Alhamdulillah alladhi azabani al-adha wa afan. That one. Please, don't disappoint me. Alhamdulillah alladhi atamani wa atamana. Same thing. Wa saqana. Tick. What's the last line? What has that got to do with your eating and drinking? All praise belongs to Allah who fed me, took my hunger away, who gave me drink and took my thirst away. That makes sense because you just finished off. But the next line doesn't make any sense. وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I praise Allah that He made me Muslim. Well, there's no connection here. Can you see any connection? Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala, taught us this. He said, there is a big connection. For your survival, you cannot do without food and drink, am I correct? And he is the one that provided it, yes or no? So similarly, for your survival and your salvation, you need Iman and Islam. Without that, you are doomed. So he is the one that blessed you with that. Once we appreciate that what's in front of you, the food and the drink to take away your hunger and thirst, and you really expressing your gratitude in like manner, you're supposed to thank Allah for blessing you with iman. But because you don't realize the value of your iman, you will never express your thanks to Him. So Allah's Messenger Muhammad, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought this second line inside here. So where you will, as a matter of compulsion now, compulsorily, even if you don't want to, you will still go on doing that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Ya Muhammad, start reading, but before you read, what must you do? Take the name of your Rabb. What kind of Rabb? One who has created. You know, all those mushrikeen, they knew Allah's name is Allah. They knew it. Labbaik, come on. Please, man, I'm also fasting. Labbaik. I can't hear you. Labbaik. Allahumma. They know he, Allah, that's his name. Allah did not say, Ya Muhammad, start reciting, taking the name of Allah. He didn't say that. Allah is saying, start reciting, taking the name of your Rabb. There's wisdom behind that particular approach. What is the wisdom? Allah is helping those mushrikeen who have abandoned him, bring the mind and direct the mind towards Allah's one special quality. Not only the quality of creating, but the quality of sustaining, maintaining, taking it from stage to stage. So Allah is using that term here. Rab means, you know, it's a parwardigar. Rab kaun hai? Palne wala. English meaning sustainer. When you create something, you have to sustain it. We buy one vehicle brand new from the box from a particular sales, right, outlet. Then it comes with an X guarantee and so on. No, I don't want to throw it away. No, your car will perish in no time. So to maintain the performance and the long life of your car, you're going to keep going there. And they'll do whatever necessary. So in order to maintain us, who is the one responsible? Him. And I love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ alaq. I created you from a clot. C-L-O-T, clot. One translates congealed blood. Blob of blood, alaq. Also translation, something that's hanging. Also translation, alaq. That looks like a leech. Three words, doc. Hanging, leech-like, and clot. All and alaq also means suspended. Maybe you had the hadith. When you make dua and you don't read darood and praise Allah, then your duas remain muallak. And towards the end of Ramadan, when the khatibs will talk about sadaqatul fitr, they'll tell you, Allah Nabi said, give your sadaqatul fitr. Because if you don't do so, then your roza will remain suspended, muallakun, baina samai, you know, dunya. So alaq, hanging, all the meanings apply. You think those people understood what Allah is talking about. But they know one thing. Origin of man starts with what? With blood. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ alaq. What is Allah Ta'ala doing? A insan, when you entered your mother's womb in that particular region, at that particular point, you had transformed into a blob of congealed blood. Your shape was like a leech. And you were suspended against the wall of your mother's womb or lining. All three applied. Of course, they don't know all that. It's only modern science now, recently, in these last 50 odd years, they managed to discover and confirm. Confirm is the wrong word, but I'm using it for understanding. What Allah is talking about here. Allah goes in other Quran Sharif verses. Summa khalaqana nutfata alaqatan fa khalaqana alaqata mudghatan fa khalaqana almudghata izaman fa kasawna izama lahma. Open para 18, that's where I quoted from. Allah is now taking us to the process of the creation and development of man inside the mother's womb. Allah is saying, first you were nutfa. What is nutfa? Inside the fluid there is something called the seed. I don't know the kind from the scientific term, but you understand what I'm talking about. Inside that is the seed. So when you entered your mother's womb, you were in the form of nutfa. Then Allah provided in for that nutfa something to sustain it. And then using that sustenance, he began to develop and then he formed into alaqa. And then he became mudgha. All brief. The stages. And finally Allah says, Allah brought about you as a fully formed baby. And only when you are fully formed, we're talking generally speaking, Allah arranged for you to emerge in the world. But in the 9 months that you were in a mother's womb, Allah was making your tarbiyah. Urdu mein Allah tumhe paal rahe the. Allah was nourishing you and sustaining you. What was the means Allah used? Mother's blood, barabar hai. That is kudrat. Then when you are born, doctor cut that telephone line. I call the telephone line. That the telephone line was the means of providing your nourishment. So when he cut that line, now there's no food supply. They took one peg, you know what our mothers used for laundry, hanging in the clothes and clamp that, what do you call it, on the child side, right? And cleaned you up and put you one side warm, and after a short, maybe an hour or so, you felt hungry now. That's his kudrat now taking his, right? Taking shape there, and you began to cry. In the meanwhile, when our mothers were about to give birth, the breast that was empty all along suddenly becomes full. This got full, the bachcha came. So look at the intizam Allah Ta'ala makes now. Providing you your nourishment, the means for sustaining you. Allah is saying the same thing. That is the Rabb, look at him. He has done this for you, mother's womb. He has done for you outside mother's womb. And then there came a time when you were weaned off the milk and you went towards solid. We all are on solid, no? The food that we eat, where it come from? I bought from food lovers there by Macro. From where that one came from, by? Allah is making you think. All came from the ground. When we go and put a body in the cover, what are we taught to say? Minha, quickly. Minha khalaqanakum. Yes or no? You are reminded by Allah, from this earth we created you. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ Into the earth are we returning you. And from the same earth we shall bring you back to life. Isn't that correct? I should tell my Orient ladies, not Salim Waid, not Rashid, later on. When I went to high school and started teaching janaza, etc., I came to this point. I said, boys, the next time you go Kabristan, some connection of yours dies, someone, you know, family, whoever, when you go next time, don't worry about the adults. You go in the front. Watch how they lower the body. Watch how everything is done. And then when it comes, when they put the planks on the box, and the last fella comes out after putting chatai, and they say, right, by start pouring. I want you, leave the spade, I want you to take a handful of sand in your hand. And when you do that, think of A.R. Khan. And I'm telling you all the same thing. What must we think about? What must you think about? That sand that's right on the top, where was it? Right in the bottom. And what was in the bottom not so long ago? Some other one whom we buried, barabare. And in a matter of few years, that body disintegrated, became sand, barabare. So when the grave digger put that last, you know, when it is that level, on the top, so what do you think you got in your hand? I said, think of A.R. Khan and ask the question, how many bodies, plural, particles do I have in my hand? See Allah, making you think, minha khalaqnakum, from this earth did we create you. Let's pause for a moment here. In Surah Hajj, Allah is telling us, Ya ayyuhan nas in kuntum fi raibim min al-bas. O mankind, if you have any doubt regarding you being brought back to life, because the Arabs could not digest. What are you talking about, Muhammad? We've seen where we've seen opening the grave, you saw nothing there. What are you talking about? How is that possible? And one reason why we find most of the Quranic verses refer to Akhirah is to give this for a talib. Help them understand, okay, yes, there is such a thing as bringing you back after you were disintegrated. Right? So Allah is saying, Inna fi raibin min al-bas. As children we learn, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri. Come respond, man, you all are sleeping here. Wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala. Last line. Wal ba'asi. Right? And life after death. But you mean restoring you back to life. Min al ba'asi. O mankind, if you have doubt regarding Allah bringing you back to life, then look how we created you. See what Allah is taking. Inna khalaqnakum. See how we created you. Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala, one thing, sitting in his company, those who did sit, those who did pay attention, I'm sure we benefited in various ways. And one sabak that is stuck in my head, and that sabak I learned in the first meeting. And I always say this, for that I have to thank Mohana Shabbir Asmal Sahib, Dhamatul Barakatuh. I'm his ustad, he's my student. Up to matric he was by me in Orient School. Doc, you know that, now you know. Mohana Shabbir Asmal, I always make Jazakallah for certain things. You know, you benefit each other both ways. He is the one that introduced me to Sheikh Zulfikar Naqshbandi. We never heard of him. Moana, come here, tops. So I came. And you know where I park here. Then Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Moana, you like Sher Shairi. Hey, Hakim Akhtar Sahib is tops. He loves Sher Shairi too. He's your kind. And we came, doc. There. And when I sat, I was hook, line and sinker in love with this man. Because he was talking things out of this world. And in that particular discussion, he went exactly what Allah is talking about here in Surah Hajj. Look at your origin. You were nutfa, you were this. So Hakim Sahib went beyond that nutfa. We are trying to convey to you that all of us came from where? From the earth. That's why I'm connecting you with Hakim Akhtar Sahib now. He says, when Allah dictated your creation and the time came for your body structure to start forming, prior to that, Allah now sent in your direction and your father's direction and your mother's direction food that came from different part of the world. Could you hear that, doc? He says, Kela ka asaya, alu ka asaya, can you remember? He, you know, from here and there, we'll say, banana came from Natal and orange from the Free State and potato from the Cape. Right, we should do our antics there. He says, Khajur aya, Madine says, Zamzam aya. Can you remember? And same mother and father ate, it came from different parts of the world. It digested, went through the process of refining, and finally it became blood. Most of it came out as waste, but the refined became blood, and blood and way it goes. One department, seminal, fluid here, and egg in the ovary on the other side. Where is taking us? Then the time came for them to mate. And then there was the discharge. Don't get upset with me, doc. What's your name? Mehta, looking at me so hard. Moana talking nonsense. Was samai what? Tariq. Wama adaraka mat tariq. An najamus saqib. In kullu nafsin lamma ali hafiz. Now listen carefully, you'll know this word. فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقْ. Allah is saying, man must ponder and think from what he was created. I'm going to shock you now. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِكْ. He was created from water that came gushing out. Yes or no, doc? Does it gush or no? We say AK-47, am I right? It came from water gushing forth. From where did the water come? يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ السُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. It came from between the back and the front. Then Allah is saying, إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِي لَقَادِرٍ. When Allah brought about your creation, that way can't He bring you back? So Hakim Sahib again, Ramatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So the food came from different part. From where it came? From the, come on, from the earth. All, when Allah brought all that together, you can imagine how tiny the particle must have been. All the different ones put together. And there was the result. And finally the two entities we say meet. Where do they meet, Doc? Fallopian tube. The egg leaves the ovary, comes down, and this fellow here goes up. Y'all must study this bit of science, people. Millions of tadpoles are heading towards one direction. And all of them knock their head against this one little yellowish thing that is there. What is that yellowish thing? Imagine one wall. And all of them hit their head against the wall and one knock and they kabrastan keys. What are they doing? Millions. Knock, knock and knock, and that constant knocking weakens the wall. And that part which was the most weakest, me and you, Amanullah, at that particular point we came and knocked our head. And guess what happened, Mehtar? We went through. Entered that arena. I'm using this terminology. And the others said, right by, a mission accomplished. Our brazo, our brazen is gone. No need for us to be around. They take a U-turn, out they come. Can you understand that? Now, what was this arena I'm talking? It was the egg from the wife's ovary. In there was the food supply for me and you. Rolled down the fallopian tube and finally ended up and attached itself to the womb lining of our mother. By the time that process took place, the food in that egg is now kalas. Did the Sahaba know about all this? No. They just know, yes, was blood and something happening inside there, and he's providing the nourishment, and out we came. It's modern science that with the microscope, what have you, went deep and explored and gave us all the information what I'm sharing with you. It makes very interesting reading, and the most important comes out, Allah, no doubt you greet. Allah, indeed you are the Rabb. Allah, you are the one definitely sustained us. So, now when we out of the milk, we eating solids, the question, where is it coming from? All from the ground. Who created that? About a month ago, wife is telling me, you know what, I got some dhania seeds here, you got your small garden patch I got there. You know where I had your stuff kept, Gigora? Same place I made one garden patch there. Exactly the same place. So over a month ago, put the dhania seeds there and left it. Putting water every day, I say, hey, nothing happening. Nothing happening. Every day without fail, put pani, sometimes you forget in the morning, come in the afternoon, but the pani was regular. No result. And 3 days ago, what happened? Sprouting. So I said, MashaAllah, you greet. So what did I do? Put the seeds there, under the sand, not very deep, put water every day. That's all I did. Who was doing all the other things down there? That the dhania in a few weeks time will be dhania. It will end up in the tarkari, the aloo goes specially for the flavor. Ah, mashallah, am I right? And I got some pudina, don't come and ask me, I won't give you. Right? I'm taking you somewhere. Everything that you see is from the ground. Who is the one that is creating that for your sustenance? He. All that put together, now you appreciate your Rabb. So that nation that abandoned Allah, Allah in the very first sabak is bringing the mind, come and come towards your Rabb. Iqra bismi rabbik. Rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. But did they come? When Muhammad conveyed, did they come? No, they didn't come. Why didn't they come? You try it too. You got maybe a non-Muslim neighbor,
who you know your entire life, and now the person is quite old, right, middle age, 40, 50. Now you go there and offer him Allah wadahu la sharika and Islam, and deen will change you away. First lesson can't happen. He's going to take a process. So for 13 solid years in Makkah Muazzama, Allah sends down many verses dealing with three issues. Allah is wahdahu la sharik. Allah is the creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher. Muhammad is Rasulullah. And very important, there is such a thing as akhirah. And the akhirah can only come wal ba'si ba'd al maut. After you die, after some interval, I'm going to restore the whole lot back to life. And what is the reason for that? Maliki yawmiddin, so that you be held accountable for all your actions. And the accountability will be so severe. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. No matter what you do, no matter how small, the word used there is zarra. You will see the result of that. And whatever amal you do that's evil, no matter how small the size of zarra, you will see the consequence of that. Accountability. Going back to Orient School, I learned a lot from them, mashallah. I can't be ungrateful, despite being expired from the doc. There are certain times when you're talking, you're doing a lesson. Now, how do I explain to people what is zarra? In the classroom, mashallah, a lot of things Allah helped me to understand it. So, we use chalkboard doc. So I said, now class, watch. Take the duster and one bang on the board. I said, watch class. What do you see? Tiny, tiny, tiny fragments of the chalk dust. I said, people, that is zarra. And you know which is the smallest one? The smallest one that your eye can see. So Allah is saying, if your amal is the size of the zarra, the good or the bad, you will see it. Accountability. So you can't escape. I said, you know, Allah used the word zarra. You know why? Just as you can only see that particle now, they never saw chalk dust. What dust did they see? Sand. Tiny. I said, now modern science, what they told us not so long ago, the smallest item, and there's nothing smaller than that, is what? Atom. Thank you, Umarji. Umarji, we were in school together. 61 and 62. No, 60 and 61. Yeah. No, I joined you in 60. So don't argue with me, alright? I know when I came joined you, right? Salim, myself, right? Abdullah Karandri and Ibrahim Karandri, mashallah. Most are gone. With the battling survivors left to us. Allah give us long life, say Ameen, tandurufti ke saath. Kisi ka mohtaji banave. Where was I quickly? Atom. Not so long ago. And when did they manage to discover that? When they invented and developed the most advanced microscope. I'll ask you one question. Is there a possibility to develop a microscope more advanced than that one? Agreed, yes. So isn't it possible that they will tell us afterwards, hey, there's something even more than the atom? What is the point? Anything that you do, good or bad, you'll see the result. So Allah is taking us that direction. In the entire Quran, especially the Makkan surahs, helping them understand Allah wa'adahu la shariq, Muhammad is Rasulullah. And very important, there is life after death, and there's various approach Allah Ta'ala uses. And the most important approach I showed you just now, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which one? If you got doubt about the akhirah, then look at your origin. Simply Allah Ta'ala says, when I created you out of nothing, for me to bring you back second time is easier. I'll ask you one question on this point. Is it now easier for Allah to bring you second time? Or is that a figure of speech Allah is using for our understanding? Think about it. Now, very serious masala this is. Very delicate. Allah tells us, I created you out of nothing. When you are not even, when you are non-existent. So for me to bring you second time is easier. Analyze now. So are we saying it was harder for Allah before and easier now? I'm making you think. This is aqaid now. Allah is talking our language. For you to do something first time is hard. To repeat the same thing second time is easier. Allah uses that term and language for us, our language. It's equal. First time and second time as far as Allah is concerned. Understand that. Very important. So that is the message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps conveying. And here also we understand one of the reasons why Allah sent down Quran bits and pieces. You see small, small ayats, five, six. Let them digest, let them understand. But because they were so loyal to what they were doing all along throughout their lives, they found it very, very hard and very, very difficult. But there were those people in whose Allah's destiny, Allah decreed that they will join the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. MashaAllah, they came through. And gradually the numbers grew. It grew and grew and grew. And the beauty part was, you know, I love the Sahaba for this, among other things. Every spare moment that they had, they spent in Nabi's company. One. Two, if somebody was absent, could not, I mean, they got the rosy, etc. to look towards. So when they not around, and those who are around, in the evening when Allah Nabi goes, they will then sit down, and what will they do? But you are not here today, Allah Nabi said this. You are gone, you know, and I was here, Allah. This was the beauty. What? All this is part of Allah's plan. To help them preserve the deen, the knowledge that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our gathering all the time in masajid and halkas and majlis and bayanat, this is the objective. I must learn what has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must look at from what I heard today, am I making amal or no? If I am, I thank Allah. And ask Allah to maintain that. If I am not, ask Allah to give me tawfiq to make the amal. And then also to pass and convey the message. Very, very important. Achha. Let's go back quickly. I'm going to end now, inshallah. Shab-e-Barat, the most important thing we learned there was, when the sun goes down, we learn Allah's special mercy descends. Allah Himself calls out, is there anybody who seeks my forgiveness and so on? Am I correct? And we also learn these conditions remain until Fajr, until Subah Sadiq, until Sehri. This particular exercise, I use the term, and Allah's special mercy, Allah Himself calling out, it occurs only once a year for that one night. Starting at sunset, ending at dawn, at Sehri time. Theek? And one that is now gone is gone. Maybe some of us took advantage on that occasion, some of us didn't. Because we are too lazy to go on the musalla and make dua and so on. We are too damn lazy. Doesn't matter. But they say better late than never. And afterwards we realize, I lost it. I missed out. Now, what can I do to sort of regain what I lost? Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. The most merciful of those who show mercy. That's a lecture on its own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing He is the creator, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, man has been created weak. Right? وَكَادَ الْإِنسَانُ كَفُورًا, man by nature is ungrateful. You don't take advantage of the opportunity that comes, there's not a problem. Afterwards he will regret, he will reflect, and now will yearn for what he missed out. So no problem. Allah says, I organize for you every night, but only think small part. Let's call that first prize, we call this consolation. What's the difference now? After sunset till the morning, Allah calls out, you got it for the entire night. But throughout the year, every night you'll get identical, same thing. The only difference is, that call which Allah makes happens in the last third. Exactly the same thing. Is there anybody who seeks my forgiveness? Is there anybody who wants this and wants that? Every night in the last third. How do we calculate right now last third? I'm taking you guys somewhere. Our roza is literally 12 hours. We got 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. Tick. So, 5 o'clock round figure is iftar. 5 plus 4, 9 o'clock is the one third. 9 plus 4, 13. 1 o'clock is the end of the second. So from 1 o'clock, plus 4 is 5. So between 1 and 5, that one third is there. And all of us are getting up for Seheri, yes or no? I know I'm a last minute guy. But we're all getting up. So all we need to do to enjoy what Allah offering every night is to get up 10 minutes early at the most, not more than 10. Make your wazoo first after istinja and go on the musalla first. 2 rakat namaz gora, bare minute namarit. And the balance, make dua. And you know what you must do? Learn from A.R. Khan again. Oh Allah, your Nabi said that in this part of the night, you offering us forgiveness, you offering us rosy, you offering us remove difficulty. Allah, your Nabi said that, well, I'm sitting here now, in the same moment, taking advantage of your offer. So Allah, now don't deprive me of what you're offering. I'm showing you something here. That is the way to motivate. And for this I must thank Mawana Zulfiqar Ahmad Naqshbandi. And therefore we thank Mawana Shabbir Asmal for that. The one that led me in that direction. What am I doing that for? To help you learn, acknowledge favors someone has done you, share it with others, repeat the shukr, and ask Allah to reward those who provided that particular favor. That is how we're supposed to be. But we, you know, Allah says, وَكَانْ إِنسَانُ كَفُورًا. Man by nature ungrateful. But the other side is we learn, Allah Himself says, when you express gratitude to me, I will increase your bounty. So there's it here. That's what you do and go and make your seri. And if you still got time, you can come back and make dua. There's that crucial moment now. All of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. You know, there's one hadith, a Qudsi, I'm ending now, inshallah, where Allah Nabi says, ki Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He began to create creation, He ordered the pen to write the following words, and these were the very first words which Allah dictated and the pen recorded. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. Indeed, my mercy supersedes my anger. Another hadith says, Allah Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has by Him 100 degrees of mercy. From the 100, Allah took 1. Understand again, people, please. The figure 100 is for our understanding. We cannot even imagine the amount, but for our understanding. Allah took from the 100, He took 1. And He distributed that 1 mercy in the entire creation, from beginning to end. Be it jinn, be it man, be it the animal kingdom. And Nabi goes on to say, it is part of that mercy where you see the most ferocious beast giving love and tenderness to his bacha. Yes or no? The worst one. But its own bacha, it's part of that one. Now you imagine, you think atom is enough. More than atom, look at an entire creation. And Allah Ta'ala has reserved the 99 by Him, which He will distribute and shower the believers on the day of Qiyamah. Doc? Understand here now. That one mercy, all creation, and see how they behave. Even me and you too, our nature. Any bacha, even the animal bacha, amen, so cute, man. Oh, so loving. You know what happened? Muhabbat come. It's animal bacha or bird bacha. Can be a machi bacha. Can be the great white bacha, who what we all scared about. Can be the lion cub. Tomorrow that you will chow me up. We saw that 2 weeks ago. Eh? That one Gurikhala, the American tourist or what have you, in the lion park. Acting too brave, had the windows open suddenly. Eh? and watch what the lion does. By one, two, and buckle my shoe, and that auntie's kabrastan keys. But the same wild, beastly, ferocious, right, creature, when it comes to the own bachcha, you can see the love, affection. Whatever. It's all part of that one. What will be Allah's mercy on Qiyamah Day? You decide. And I'll give one example of that. This is my own thinking. And I know I'm right, inshallah, in my thinking. We all know Qiyamah Day is Amal, am I right? فَأَمَّا مَنْ سَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ رَاضِيَةٍ Allah is saying, one whose good deeds, one whose scale is heavier in his favor, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ رَاضِيَةٍ will find comfort. And وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّدْ one whose scale is light, he is in trouble. Now, Qiyamah Day, come on. The good and the bad. What should be the normal rule that must apply? For every wrong you must catch it, at least one cane. Huh? I know a bunk school. Umarji, you know your zamana. Bunk school. And the last time that I caught it was six of the best from Mr. Late Khan. You think I ever ducked again, by? That one day ducking got me six. Before that I had three. And before that I had warning, you know, nothing. So the third time, six of the best. And you know what the principal said? Next time you're getting 12. I said, nay Baba, that was too much. What I'm saying is, one offense, one punishment. Now imagine your scale is full. A million guna here and a million neki this side. What's supposed to happen? For each guna you catch it, and for each neki you get a lollipop as an example. But what Allah is doing? Allah is telling us, if the scale can tilt in your favor, my words one atom, and His words one zarra, what will happen, boy? All that wrong, chutti. Can you understand me what I'm telling you? It's out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. You're supposed to be catching it. But because you made it in your favor by one atom or one zarra, Allah said, overlook the whole lot. That's an example of what? Allah's mercy on the believers in Qiyamah Day. Another one thing you learn. We talk about amal, weighing Qiyamah Day. Gora, listen carefully. It doesn't apply to the kuffar. There is no amal weighing for the kuffar. Qiyamah Day, all non-believers, one side. Mushrikeen, one side. Munafiqeen, one side. There's no way. What must weigh for? Moana, what about the good they did? What? What about the good? No matter what good they did, there's no reward. There's no reward. Yeah, this much we did learn. In cases of some, Allah will reduce the intensity of the azab in Jahannam. But they permanent, they khalas. So amal and tarazu and wazan only for the believers. Now you decide how Allah's mercy is going to come. I give one example, one more. Think of me when some janaza takes place. A person is standing by the scale and he looks, the farista is putting, before that, sorry, ma'am. You know, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَا كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا Allah is saying, those who get the book of deeds in the right hand, for them the accounting is easy. That's the Quranic verse. Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Ya Nabi, what does Allah ta'ala mean by easy? Give me an example of easy hisab. Are you following? Allah Nabi said, easy hisab means no hisab. Even not even one question. Not even one. He said, Aisha, if Allah is to ask you one question, you're in trouble. So easy hisab simply means what? No question. Ramadan now, we heard of virtues, Allah accept du'as and what have you. Make this du'a ki Allah on that day give me my book in my right hand. You know when all come out of the grave, there will be a process, stages, and the books will now come flying. And for amma man utiya kitabahu bi yaminihi fasawfa yuhasabu hisaban yaseera. So we have to stand and hope and wait. So rather make dua now, ki Allah give me my amal nama in my right hand. Say ameen for that one. Okay. So at least now when you got that, you know what a relief it will be. What a relief. I made it, man. Subhanallah. Then from now till that 50,000 years, no problem. But one thing on a bugger. You know what that is? Hey, I'm feeling thirsty, man. Second thing on a bugger, you know what is that? Ali, it's too hot. I wish I had a shade. So there is ahadith and there is, you know, amal that we need to do to get the shade and to get the pani. And regarding pani, we learned now Ramzan, one who provides a piece of khajur, Allah will forgive his sins, but one who provides a full meal for a fasting person, he will enjoy drinking from my house, after which he'll never feel thirsty again. My friends, how cheap is that? How cheap? When I was a laity, fitra was 5 cents, amanullah. When you was a laity, how much? I know I'm older than you. How much? 5 cents was fitra. And today, our jamiyat is very cheap, man. 18. And I saw one waterfall, the other one, 48 rand. I don't know where they got that one from. And you find South Africa is saying 20 rand. Now you're going to start wondering, Sanaji, what is these figures now, 20 and 18? See, Transvaal, the flour is slightly more expensive than Natal. Even the sugar is slightly more. So it's based on the value of the 1.7 kg flour. Allahu Akbar. There we are. Yes, ask Allah Ta'ala to give us our... This man is standing by the scale. That's where I went off. And when the tarazu is there, what does he see? He sees like that. Against him. What would be his mental state now? I'm a goner. I'm finished. I want you to visualize what will be our individual condition when the thing is pouring down. You don't know which side is going. What they say, the hard dock will be where? Yeah. And you're waiting now. What's the setup? What agony? And I can tell you one thing, you can pray and pray at that time. That time is not moment for dua acceptance. Understand that. There you're just going to see the consequence of your amal. So make dua for Maki, Allah, please make our scale heavy. This man will see that he's gone against him. He's a goner. Finish. Why is he standing there in a state of utter hopelessness? No way can I escape. He'll see something falling from the top, one small sack, like a socks, you know. It falls in this side and that thing goes, zap like that. What is that, angel? Go and see for yourself. It's all part of Allah's doing, you know. He'll open and see some sand there. Hey, what is this? Certain day, you went to certain janaza, you went to the Kabrastan to burial, and then you said, Minha khalaqnakum, that's the sand here. My friends, from the time I heard that one, if and when A.R. Khan went to the graveyard, he made sure he stood there, he made sure he did that in the hope, perhaps I'll be that one. Inshallah, I'll be terrified there that he go the other way, man. You want to be more, but at least, you know, you're trying some way or the other to gain your salvation Qiyamah Day. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Ramadan, there's lots of virtue, lots of benefit. Other ulama will be coming, inshallah, wal aziz. So take advantage of this Mubarak month of Ramadan and utilize that to maximize your amal treasury and your capital. And very important, Take the cue from the end of the day. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Come on, many fulala, half dead here. What's the last two words? Fataqabbal minni. What is that teaching you? In everything that you are taught by Nabi, there's a lesson. What is that teaching you? Yes, Allah, I kept roza for you. I'm going to now make iftar with the rosy you provided. Barabar. But what's the last two words? Fataqabbal. You are telling Allah, asking Allah, the effort that I made throughout the day, accept my effort. Apply that fataqabbal minni in every action that you do. Whatever amal it is. When we make salah, especially with jama'ah, many imams, when they pick up the hand, what do they say? Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samin. Yes or no? That is also teaching you anything that you do, ask Allah to accept. And the acceptance is, accepted amal are the one that's going to be in this side. And if you and I think about it, I think our amal is too little. If you have to really critically look at it, that our accepted amal will be very, very little. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our amal. No matter how weak they are, Allah, you have the full ability and the power to convert the imperfect into perfect. Right? The naqis into kamil. Oh Allah, we appreciate you once again blessing us with the month of Ramadan. Allah, give us tawfiq to utilize every moment of the month of Ramadan, the days and the night, in earning your pleasure. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Oh Allah, those who passed away long before us, like you taught us, Rabbana fillana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. Allah, you taught us that we should make dua to you. Oh Allah, those who passed away before us, grant them all forgiveness. Ya Allah, we also heard, Ya Allah, make the grave into gardens of Jannah. Grant the family sabrun jameel. Those who are sick, Ya Allah, grant them shafa'a kamil adila. Those who are in difficulty, Ya Allah, remove the difficulty. And finally, Ya Allah, give us barakat in the entire month of Ramadan. Give us all iman ki salamati. Allah, you ensure that the time of our death comes. Ya Allah, we leave this world with iman ki salamati, with Islam ki salamati. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ahshunna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Allahumma rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقبنا بالخير بيدك الخير انك على كل شيء قدير يا الله those who are sick يا الله grant them شفاء كامله عادله وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه الحمد لله